Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of LD 102?
Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, members of the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety, my name is John Pelletier, and I'm the chair of the Criminal Law Advisory Commission. And the first thing that when the CLAT group started to discuss this bill, the first thing that was pointed out was that last year the court system put together a multidisciplinary task force that had legislators and practitioners and law enforcement people, and essential idea of that task force was that the courts and the county jails are expending lots of resources on trying to collect fines from people who have minimal ability to pay the fines. They spend a lot of time in jail, usually at very short periods at a time, but they don't pay their fine. A warrant goes out, they get arrested. On Monday, they get released. That happens routinely. And the courts spend a lot of time and effort in their dockets trying to collect fines. As a result, the recommendation to the legislature was that some of the mandatory minimum fines that we have in our criminal code should be, you should institute a safety valve, which is allow a judge, in consideration of the facts of the case, to enter a fine amount that is less than the mandatory minimum, and that passed. This bill would create huge mandatory minimum fines. As a general matter, on CLAC, we are not in favor of mandatory minimum penalties across the board, because we believe that our criminal code provides sufficient authority to judges, and we believe that judges appropriately exercise their discretion in punishing people. And there's a fix, but be clear, a fine is a penalty. And when you start talking in terms of fines, you create some requirements that are based on the Constitution. So, for one thing, if you're going to have a fact that raises the maximum penalty, that fact has to be proven to the jury in a trial. So if you have a domestic violence case where the maximum fine is $2,000, and you have a jury trial, which is the cost of a jury trial to the prosecutor could be in the tens of thousands, and these domestic violence cases, although Class D crimes, are complicated cases, you have to, instead of letting the jury focus on is the person guilty or not guilty, you're going to have a second trial within the trial to have the jury make a determination how much it costs to prosecute the person, because you can't raise the maximum because we have a right to a jury trial based on a fact that's not proven to the jury. You also have the problem of the legislature and the courts cannot do things to impinge on a person's right to a jury trial. On the civil side, you have to pay a fee to get a jury trial. On the criminal side, whether you're indigent or not, there's no fee for a jury trial, because a person has an absolute right to a jury trial. If the person understands that if I request a jury trial, then the potential penalty will be raised by thousands and thousands of dollars, i.e. the cost of the jury trial, prosecuting the jury trial, then that is going to burden the person's right to make a free choice to have a jury trial. And that raises constitutional problems. If the legislature wanted to go down this road, the obvious solution is it's not a fine, it's restitution. And you could amend the restitution portions of the criminal code. Making someone pay restitution for the cost of their jury trial continues to have the constitutional burden, and it continues to have the problem. The particular problem is that even with restitution, the court is required to find that the person has capacity to pay. And under the bill, it says you impose the amount regardless of the person's capacity to pay. So, you know, that could be fixed, but there are the criminal code in Maine has resisted the idea that the defendants are going to pay for the criminal justice system, and the people on our group think, one, that's simply realistic, that we're not going to make the defendants pay, and that it really isn't appropriate public policy, is that unfortunately antisocial behavior exists. We have a criminal justice system. It's the, it's society needs to support the criminal justice system. And so that's the view of our group.
Any questions for Mr. Pelletier? Representative Herrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. John, just a couple things here. Does the court still use the category or the sentencing of court costs in some plea bargain, or I've been out of the whack there for a while, but is court costs still a terminology, if you will, that is being used?
Court costs is a terminology that's used. In civil cases, court costs are actually calculable and they're imposed on people. The phrase court cost is in the rules of procedure by analogy to the civil, but it has no, as you said, it really is part of an agreed disposition, a plea bargain, where someone, a case is filed, meaning basically the case is not going to go forward, there'll be no conviction, but the person pays some money. But it really doesn't have an actual relation to the court costs that have been incurred by the system.
Follow up?
Yes.
Also, John, even though my name is one of the co-sponsors on this, to the layperson, this all makes sense as far as, let's help out, the taxpayer, whatever, but does this kind of fly in the face of due process, in your opinion, or I just...
Well, I think due process is certainly implicated if you're, particularly when you're talking about the cost of prosecution. Because the motion for discovery, the motion to suppress, the request for a jury trial, all of those things increase the cost of the prosecution. In terms of investigation, what is most compelling for the people on the group, on my group, is that you need to be realistic. And we have real victims. Not to say that a sheriff's department that puts a lot of money in an investigation, they incur costs, there's no question. But we have people who are victims of violence. We have people who are victims of lots of things. And we have a difficult time in the criminal justice system ensuring that restitution is paid. And so if you're going to create an additional burden and put a very large price tag for restitution on every case, it's going to divert resources that, in our view, are properly focused on getting the restitution that the code currently allows, particularly for victims of violence.
Any other questions for Mr. Pelletier? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.